7. Barometric pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. Islam is a religion, and as we say, it is a complete religion. One of the explanations of this being a complete religion is that Islam has certain protocols and principles for every aspect of human life. And one of the most important factors, or one of the most important acts that a human, that is mankind, me, you, take part in, is the practice of learning, of gaining knowledge, of educating ourselves. Now, obviously, this concept needs to be discussed. There's a lot of different opinions and so on and so forth. But obviously, the greatest of knowledge is the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Getting to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His attributes, how those attributes reflect on this particular plane of existence, the planes of existence, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala manifest Himself through those planes of existence, and so on and so forth. But how do you learn these particular principles? How do you sit in a classroom where a person is speaking about such great knowledge? Because now, obviously, this knowledge is, you know, of a high caliber. Therefore, there are certain etiquettes that must be followed, not only by the student, but by the teacher. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear brothers and sisters today, our dear listeners, is a book that is actually a book that has been taught as a textbook in many of the Islamic seminaries throughout the world. In many languages it has been translated, and obviously that we will be introducing one of the English translations of this particular book to our dear listeners in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Why do we read books in the first place? What are books good for?
We read books because we don't want to reinvent the wheel, if you will.
We'd better take advantage of human cultural and intellectual heritage, particularly related to our daily activities, such as our physical, mental, spiritual, or even religious health.
We can't ignore the past thoughts and experiences. To do so, we need to boost our bookshelf.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim. So as we mentioned in our previous segment, there is a particular book that deals with the etiquettes of learning. Now, the original title of this book is known as Munyatul Murid, which obviously is a book that was written in Arabic. As we know, majority of the Islamic books that we have, and it was a book written a very long time ago, and hopefully we will try and, if time permits, speak about the author of this book. So the book then was translated into Persian, and then obviously then into English, and many other languages as well. So one of the English translations, I say that because there is another translation, is titled Science, Teaching and Learning in Islam. The author of the original book is Shahid Thani, the second martyr, when we will speak about him a bit. The book was translated by Gail Mahjuba Babst, and again was published by Ansarian Publications in the holy city of Qum, Iran, in the year 2013 for the first time. Now, as mentioned, this book goes through the etiquettes of a student, how a student should conduct himself within a classroom environment, how a student should partake in learning, how a student should interact with his fellow students, how a student should interact with the knowledge and with the teacher. But that's not all. It also, you know, first of all, speaks about the importance of learning. It speaks about the necessity of learning. And what is good about this book and what is important about this book is that it brings about certain traditions that you will not find in any other book. The reason for this is because Shaykh Thani had access to certain books, that those books are not available to us anymore. But alhamdulillah, we have this book in our hands that is extant, and it assist in that regard. And then obviously the book not only deals with the student, but also the teacher, that the teacher has certain etiquettes. So the rights of the student on the teacher and the right of the teacher upon the student, both are discussed in this wonderful book. Now, Shahid Thani, very quickly, obviously was a great scholar. One of his other books that he studied in the Islamic seminary that has always been studied since the time of its coming into existence, since the time that Shahid wrote it, is a book called Shari' al-Lum'ah. Lum'ah is a book that was written by Shahid Awal, the first Shahid, the first martyr. Shahid Thani wrote glosses and a commentary on this book. And it is this commentary that is studied within the Islamic seminaries within the subject of jurisprudence. It is one of the first textbooks that any student of Islam will study with regards to jurisprudence. So this is Shahid Thani. The reason he was executed was because there was false information given to one of the kings, and unfortunately the Shahid was executed by the king. He was decapitated, beheaded, and it is said that his body was thrown into the ocean. Unfortunately, what was said about him was untrue, but history says otherwise, that this is what happened to the great scholar of Islam. So anyway, we will be reading a portion of this book for the benefit of our dear listeners in our next segment. So please stay tuned.
Sacred texts we have received to help us understand where we came from and where we are going as a human race are most rich in helping us find our direction. They narrate stories of our past, but where have they brought us? Where are their messages now? Are we the people of belief, or have we become the people of the boxes? Is there wisdom trapped in our bookshelves? Bookshelves, bookshelves, bookshelves.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim. The book that we introduced to our listeners in our previous segment was titled Science, Teaching and Learning in Islam, which is an English translation of the originally Arabic written book Munyatul Murid, which is a book that is studied at the very beginning of a student's journey within the Islamic sciences. And again, it was written by the great scholar Shahid Thani. So one of the chapters in the book that is a very important chapter that Shahid deals with is that how do you keep what you have learned pure? And obviously that particular being that will come and kind of, dent or make it, what you know impure is the devil, is the Satan. Obviously with his tricks, he will try and manipulate you, try and, take the purity out of what you know, and the knowledge that you have attained. So one of the particular headings of this book is how to stay out of reach from the tricks of Satan. If someone feels this painful, lethal mental state has come upon him, he must arise to cure himself. He needs to ask for help from those with the religious insight in order to heal himself from such a spiritual illness. However, if after struggling he is unable to find someone with this religious insight, he must refer to the written works in order to find the needed cure. In the event that he is not able to find a person with religious insight or the written works, and only hears of the name of such a person and his works, it is at this point that he must take refuge with God and seek his help. If one feels he doesn't have the ability or capacity to receive this favor from God, and he is forced to be alone, he must choose seclusion and being unknown in this situation. Rather than coming forward to answer people's questions, when people do refer to him with their questions, he must refrain from answering until he has gained a condition of worthiness and is able to become involved in education. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the ability to firstly recognize those tricks and to then to remove them from us or to protect ourselves from them. Inshallah, until next time. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasir Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
see.